Our last composer on this French program is Cécile Chaminade. She was born in Paris in 1857, the third of four surviving children. She received her earliest music instruction from her mother, a pianist and singer. Her father, an amateur violinist, ran an insurance company and built a villa at Vézinay. It was there that Bizet made the acquaintance of the girl he soon referred to as his little Mozart. They were 20 years apart in age. He recommended enrolling her in the Paris Conservatoire, but Monsieur Chaminade refused, convinced that girls of the bourgeoisie were intended to become wives and mothers. Bizet nevertheless obtained for Cécile an equivalent private education. In the family flat, the elite of the musical world gathered every fortnight. Cécile won the admiration of Ambroise Thomas, Massenet, Gounod, Saint-Saëns, and Chabrier. Taking advantage of her father's absence on a trip in 1877, she appeared in public, playing in trios by Beethoven and Vidor. The following year, Le Coupé organized a concert devoted to Chaminade's works. From soon after that time, she wrote for orchestra, opera, and ballet. Her career as a pianist took her all over Europe, as far as Turkey, and culminated in a triumphant tour of the USA, 25 concerts in 1907 and 8. For these appearances, she wrote and wrote 200 short piano pieces and 140 songs. She always lived alone, declaring, "My love is music. I am its nun, its vestal." Yet in 1901, she entered into a marriage, in name only, with a divorced man of modest means, who left her a widow 6 years later. She lived in London after that, and Queen Victoria regularly invited her to Windsor, and students reportedly carried her on their shoulders. Then the war broke out, and at the age of 57, Chaminade became director of a hospital and gave up music. She stopped appearing in public and composed only occasionally. Now, the liner notes to this wonderful CD from which I am going to play you some of Chaminade's songs says the following. Exhausted from her constant activity and enervated by an overly strict vegetarian diet, she was forced to have a foot amputated in 1938 and subsequently retired to Monte Carlo. She died on 13 April 1944, appalled by what she had seen, experienced, and heard of the 20th century, with which she had been on distant terms. Well, let's hear some of Chaminade's songs. We'll hear six songs. The first is Ronde d'Amour, Love's Roundelay. It begins, "Ah, if love could take root, I should plant it in my garden so that my dear little neighbor, smelling the dangerous flower, would suddenly feel her heart beating." Then we'll hear Ma Première Lettre, then Alleluia, the gist of which is Alleluia for the glorious days of spring and happiness. After that, we'll hear Après de ma mie, Near My Beloved, which starts, "If I was a bird flitting through the wild forests, ah, I should love to fly over every shore." Then, si j'étais jardinier, if I were a gardener. "If I were a gardener of the heavens, I should gather stars for you." And finally, Espoir, hope, the last lines of which are, "But the dawn of happiness will rise upon your darkness. It spreads, the glowing, shining dawn. You who were rejecting love, you will love again. The dawn will come. The dawn will rise." The wonderful performers are Anne-Sophie von Otter, mezzo-soprano, and Bengt Gorsberg, piano.
Assassine, sentit son cœur battre soudain. Ah, si l'amour pleurait, si j'en pleurerais dans mon jardin.